Kai was just heading for the personnel lifts on the environmental level when the doors slid open and Master Sergeant Pitt appeared.
Thought you might be on this deck. Message from Slaughter Key on the CCC Ansible.
Kai's stomach clenched. She followed Pitt into the lift tube and pressed the control. This Vanguard had a CCC designed into it from scratch, larger than the other one, and centrally located on the command deck. Unsealed as it was now, it looked like a simple mirror of the bridge forward. The 3D tank display, the curving double row of control stations, the command chair and its gimbals. The communications tech at the Ansible station stood up and saluted.
Urgent request to speak directly to the Admiral, ma'am. Sorry, it's from the Rector of Defense. I thought I should pass it on.
Quite right. Kai sat in the station's chair instead of the command seat, engaged the privacy screen, and tapped the code she and Grace had agreed on into the board. Grace's face came up at once.
You're on your way, then.
How'd you know that?
Your face. You've got that look. I've got a large packet of data to send you, and no, I didn't need to bother you personally for that. But I had to tell Stella you were alive, and you need to know that. You were right. Turek's agents are spreading the tale of your death, and it was going to interfere with Stella's work and with family. Also, I need your voice-printed authorization for her to vote your shares, or me or Helen. We have a situation here at Varta headquarters. Young Maxim, who's acting CEO here, is also an Osman bastard, adopted by the Turmanian family. The same family as one of the ISC board members backing Palmina.
He's a traitor?
I don't think so. Not that I can prove, anyway. But he's a scientist, not a businessman, and he's making mistakes Stella wouldn't make. He's being stubborn about turning things over to Stella and going back to his lab. McRobert thinks it's because of an office romance, not anything more sinister. We need to get him out and someone else in locally to manage while Stella's on Cascadia.
Makes sense. And you need my shares to vote?
Yes. Your parents had filed their wills, and you're the remaining heir, so you've actually got a very large interest. However, the bylaws state that any vote of shares more than 5% must be voice printed.
That's going to reveal I'm alive.
No, we don't have to reveal the timestamp, for one thing. Only the voice print compared with your reference voice, which I have. And we can backdate it. You could have done the voice print before you left Cascadia.
Kai had her doubts, but though the business was important, other things were more urgent. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Read this aloud. You can change Stella to Grace or Helen if you want to.
Grace held up a sheet of paper, stating that Kailara Evangeline Vata authorized my close relative Stella Maria Vata, presently residing on Cascadia Station, to vote her shares in the next election of Vata's officers, and stating her preference for Stella Maria Vata as overall CEO. Kai read it aloud, then pressed both hands flat against the plate beside the screen. That would transmit her handprints and further verify that she was who she claimed to be. Grace held up her left arm.
Look! It's almost grown! Soon I'll be out of the wraps!
It looked grotesque to Kai. The wrong size, the wrong color, a child's arm stuck on an old woman's body. But that was not something she could say.
Kai, what I really want to ask, it's... You've been through a lot. Lost a lot of friends. I know what that can be like.
Aunt Grace, it's all right. I went into treatment at Moray. They have a rapid-cycle post-trauma treatment for military personnel.
You sure it did the job?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? But I think so. They took my implant, stripped a lot of stuff out of it into external storage, soaked me in one set of neurochemicals after another, dragged me through talk sessions, recalibrated the implant's control functions, and told me I can't put the externally stored things back in for at least a year.
Oh, my. I'm sorry, Kai. That's my fault. I didn't think to run a check on your father's implant. It had all his recordings of that day, didn't it?
Yes.
That was so chaotic. I should have. But I had to get Stella away safely. I knew you needed his command set, and so much was happening, I just didn't think of that.
It's all right. I'm fine now.
It makes me wonder if I am. My brain, I mean.
Kai had never seen Grace as anything but the indomitable old lady with no doubts at all that she was perfectly right in all circumstances. She wasn't sure she wanted an Aunt Grace with vulnerability.
It's all right now.
Oh, I know that. But even an old bat can express regret for a mistake. Your job is to say, "Thank you, Aunt Grace. I'm fine now, Aunt Grace. And goodbye, Aunt Grace."
"Thank you, Aunt Grace. I'm fine now. Goodbye and take care. I hope to get back to Slaughter Key and see you in person again."
"Do that. But not before you've dealt with that so-and-so.